Chris Brown here on BuffaloBills.com. Time for our weekly conversation with Bills head coach Doug Marrone. Coach, obviously coming off an emotional win last week. How do you feel the players have handled the responsibility of keeping an even keel despite such an uplifting win?
Well, I think that's what the challenge is for us as coaches and players, that, you know, you have a win like that and, you know, the players are able to go out and enjoy it. And then when you come back in, you know, you learn from the mistakes that you made, which we had, quite a bit of mistakes out there last week. So we learn from those and then we put our focus on our next opponent.
Mario Williams coming off a big game last week. Stevie Johnson had a productive game. Naturally, they're going to draw more attention from future opponents. So is it on the coaching staff to kind of find ways to keep them a big part of the game plan, or is it on some of the other players out there to make plays knowing the attention is going to be on, you know, guys that had big games last week?
Well, probably a little bit of both. I think as coaches, we're responsible for putting our players in the best position where they can make plays, so we have to do a good job of that. And then also, you know, one of the reasons why they were able to make plays last week is because the guys around them were doing something right, too. So I think that continues to happen. I think when, you know, the players around them have the ability to make a play, you know, they need to make a play, and we feel confident that they will.
Your returners have had a tough time having an impact on field position because the kickers that you guys have faced have just been booting it out of the back of the end zone, angling punts and the like. Are you guys able to maybe affect that or change that in any way, or you're really at the mercy of the legs of the opposing kickers?
Well, I think you're at the mercy, and you have to be careful. You can't get frustrated back there. You know, we can't lose sight of the fact that we will get opportunities as the year goes on, and we have to be ready for it. And I think that's one of the most important things. And the other side is we can't become frustrated, like, well, we need to make something happen, where you start going for, kicks that you normally wouldn't go for. So, you know, we have great patience. You know, we'll wait, and when those opportunities come, we'll be ready to go.
EJ was saying earlier this week that he feels, having seen the defensive looks in practice for the better part of the last 5 months, that are at least similar in some ways to what he's probably going to see this Sunday, he feels it's going to help him a good deal. But knowing that both coaches know that, should he expect some changes and some added wrinkles this week?
Well, I think after the game, I think we'll have a better idea of what we can say as far as our the preparation of, you know, what our defense has done. But, you know, I think there's an attacking style defense. And one of the things, I wouldn't be surprised if early on we saw something different. And they might play us differently because, you know, the one thing about the defense is that it plays to the strengths and weaknesses of those players. So even though it may be the same type of philosophy, you may see a lot of different coverages, you know, depending on who they want to take away.
And then finally, I know Jarris Byrd is listed as questionable this week. 50-50 chance, basically, is how that works. But my question is, where is he with the defensive scheme at this point, knowing he missed so much of the offseason work?
Well, again, I keep saying it's a condition. I think he's working extremely hard to get back. You know, as far as the mental preparation and being ready to go, I don't have any problem with that. So, you know, we're working every day. He's working extremely hard. You know, he doesn't want to be on the sideline. And, you know, I really think that one of these days it's just going to pop and say, hey, I'm ready to go, you know, when he feels right. So I'm encouraged by it, and he's been doing a great job with those players that are out there, helping coach them up, not only in the classroom but also on the sideline.
All right, coach, as always, thanks for the time. Good luck getting that first road win.
Great. Thank you, Chris.
All right, that's Bills head coach Doug Marrone here on BuffaloBills.com.